Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk recently visited with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA on pricing for cattle and hogs.
Bill, what was your thought on Tuesday when cattle and hog futures were the same price?
Yeah, this is indeed strange. In fact, cattle producers are experiencing record export volumes. They're experiencing incredible beef demand, experiencing consumers willing to pay all-time record prices for beef, and yet their cattle prices remain depressed. And as you indicated, they're now down at the same level where hog prices are. This industry is entirely broken. The market has been chronically dysfunctional for over 6 years, and now it's acutely dysfunctional. You have rising wholesale beef prices and falling cattle prices. That inverse relationship should not occur in the cattle industry, but yet we've seen it happen 3 times in just the past 2 years. So Congress and the Justice Department have to step in. They have to enforce our antitrust laws. Congress has to restore competition to the cattle market by passing the Tester-Grassley bill that requires the packers to purchase at least 50% of their cattle in the competitive price discovery market. And we have to have mandatory country of origin labeling so we can begin to create demand for beef produced exclusively from cattle that are born and raised in the United States. These two triage measures are absolutely essential.
Bill, and all of this at the same time that now I have not personally verified this, but a couple of news reports this week that cattle processors, the big four, are profiting. The margins are $1,000 a head.
We've never seen packer margins skyrocket as they have over the past 6 years, which means that the meat packers are capturing the share of the competitive consumer dollar that should be allocated to the cattle producers. But it's being held up. It's being interfered with in this current market structure. And that's why our antitrust laws have to be enforced. That's why we have to restore competition, because the reason we're seeing these anomalies in the marketplace are a direct result of the lack of competition in the industry. We must re-inject competitive forces if we're going to keep our cattle industry as we know it today. It will soon be unrecognizable if we don't turn this around, because we view that we're facing an impending perfect storm. Now you have higher feed costs, higher corn prices. That means the cattle feeder that's buying these lighter weight cattle will have to pay a lower cost to the cow-calf producer in the backgrounder and stocker. That means the considerable market shocks that the feeding sector of our industry has been experiencing for 6 years is about to be pushed upstream into the cow-calf sector and the backgrounder and stocker sector. So we're in for a total mess if this doesn't get turned around quickly. And cattle producers can't do anything about it. It has to be Congress and the Department of Justice to restore competition to the marketplace itself.
A lot of people are familiar with you, Bill, and the organization RCAF USA, but it's not United States of America, it's United Stock Growers of America. And the second line of your name, organization name, is, in quotes, fighting for the independent U.S. cattle producer. Is what the situation that we're in now, is it affecting the smallest cattle, the cow-calf people who are just trying to feed their family? Is this affecting them the most?
Oh, absolutely. We don't know how many cattle producers we've already lost from our industry since the March of 2020 COVID impact. But we know that these depressed prices are putting considerable financial strain on every sector of the industry, from the smallest cow-calf producer to the largest, and to the independent cattle feeders. The cattle feeders that grow their own grain and then buy cattle to market their grain through. And those are the independent feeders that are dropping like flies. We've lost a lot of them. We can't afford to lose any more, because when you lose the cattle feeder, you begin to dismantle the competitive infrastructure that the industry needs to sustain competition. And if we lose too many, if we go beyond the point of no return, then it's game over. And that's what the hog industry and the poultry industry have already learned. They've lost their competitive industries, and now they've shrunk considerably in terms of the number of participants. We wiped out 75% of all hog producers just in the past two decades. Our industry is now targeted for that same type of vertical control that will eliminate opportunities for independent cattle producers all across America.
Again, that was Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. This is Inside Agriculture.